I recently came across a story of Franklin Graham that I thought I would share. Franklin Graham is the son of a well-known evangelist, Billy Graham, and very much followed in his father's footsteps, becoming a traveling evangelist himself and leading ministries and organizations that bring the gospel all over the world, such as Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. However, there was a time when Franklin Graham ran from following his father's footsteps and even ran from God. Franklin Graham has never been shy about his rebellious past. In fact, he often uses his story in sermons while sharing the gospel around the world. He says in his book, Rebel with a Cause, "I believed in God. I just didn't want Jesus running my life. I wanted to run my own life, but I was miserable. As a teen, I was sent to an alternative school in New York, and I was later kicked out. Smoking, drinking, and defying authority soon became my norm. I took pride in my individuality and tried to see how far I could stretch rules before getting reprimanded. Instead of getting my esteem from achieving within the system, I got my thrills and identity from challenging the system. But living by my own standards was unfulfilling. The more I tried to fill my life with things I thought would make me happy, the more empty I felt inside." Despite his father Billy Graham's dedication to a life of ministry, Franklin knew that wouldn't get him into heaven. Eventually, he got tired of running from God, and he gave his life to Christ at age 22. He says this, "I realized for the first time that sin had control over my life. Franklin Graham was not in charge, but sin was, and there was absolutely nothing I could do in my own power to overcome it. I felt I was a Christian. I was the son of Billy Graham. I went to church, and I memorized scripture. What more did it take? Suddenly, I had an overpowering conviction that I needed to get my life right with God. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. My years of running and rebellion had ended. It was finished. The rebel had found the cause." I love the part of this where he says that he realized that he was not in charge, but that sin was. See, sin presents to us this choice that we can either choose to have God be Lord of our lives, or we can be Lord of our lives. When that's not the choice at all, that's totally wrong thinking. The choice is we can have God be Lord of our lives, or we can have sin be Lord of our lives. We can either be slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. Romans 6, 17 and 18 says this, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." You are not choosing God to be Lord or you to be Lord. In fact, you are choosing between God to be your Lord or sin to be your Lord. Today, I will choose to let the all-powerful Creator of the universe, who loved me and gave himself up for me, to be my Lord. Thank you for listening.